Aloha, I'm Dave Lawrence, and this is Stargazer, our weekly guide of what to look for in our island skies. We are joined by Sean Lotch from the Emilo Astronomy Center in Hilo, our official conduit to the research community at Mauna Kea Summit. Hey, Sean, aloha. What are some of the things we'll be looking for in our week of stargazing?
Aloha, Dave. Greetings from Mauna Kea. Last quarter moon is today. It will rise in the east at midnight and set in the west at noon. Venus is in the west and Saturn in the southwest at sunset, and tomorrow you can look for Mercury in the eastern sky at sunrise. Jupiter and Mars are also in the eastern sky in the morning, so watch as the moon glides past them on Saturday and Sunday, respectively. So this week is a great week to see all of the planets visible to the unaided eye in our nighttime sky.
Ah, it sounds like it, for sure. Anything unusual happening?
Since August begins on Thursday this week, it is time to start looking for something known as the zodiacal light. This is a faint, diffuse white glow seen in the night sky that appears to extend up from the vicinity of the sun along the ecliptic or zodiacal plane. It is best seen just after sunset and before sunrise, when the zodiac is at a steep angle to the horizon. It's caused by space dust in that plane, thought to be the remains of comets or possibly asteroids.
I remember looking for that in a previous Stargazer episode.
Yes, it's one of those things that comes around each year, but is definitely worth a peek.
Yeah, we always like it too. Anything on the satellite or International Space Station front, that kind of thing?
Sure. Tonight, you can look for the X-37B from 7:34 to 7:38 p.m., moving from southwest to east. Friday, look for the International Space Station from 7:20 to 7:24 p.m., moving from south to east. See it again that same evening from 8:55 to 8:59 p.m., moving from southwest to northwest. And on Saturday, you can see it from 8:05 to 8:12 p.m., moving from southwest to northeast.
I bet you'd get quite a view of one of those craft if you were in one of the observatories there on Mauna Kea Summit.
It would be nice if they could do it, but they move so fast that the telescopes really aren't designed to track them. So it would be wonderful. You would get in a spectacular view if you could.
We appreciate the heads up, Sean.
Mahalo for having me, Dave.
You're quite welcome. Sean Lotch, Emilo Astronomy Center on the Big Island, and I'm Dave Lawrence. We'll catch you next time here for Stargazer.